flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, man, what's it like to have a parade in your town? If you miss it, you're going to hear from a guy in Philly in the 6 o'clock hour because they're going to have one on Friday, you know? But your jacklegs climbing up on poles and breaking cars and all that stuff, and But, I mean, I don't know what we would do here in Atlanta. I'd like to think that you think we'd lose our minds, by the way? You think it would be like a complete, like, just disaster? I think no. I think we wouldn't do, like, what some other cities do. I never understood why you go wreck stuff when you win.
No, Atlanta, Mike, Atlanta has what everybody needs after a victory like that.
Right.
The cheetah.
Thank you. And Magic City and everything else that you do there. So I digress. Hey, it is the 5 o'clock hour on Duke's Bell. We like to start off every hour of the show with,
Hey, man.
Carl is banged up today. I believe he'll be back tomorrow. Chris is in for Carl today, Chris Thomas. And this hour of the show is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, guys. B-dubs. Don't forget, guys, if you can't make it to B-dubs, you can get it to go. Order Buffalo Wild Wings Go and pick it up on your way home or for your next event. We were talking a lot about what the Eagles have got and what the Chiefs have got. As we said yesterday, Carl, if you missed our conversation, Chiefs aren't going anywhere, guys. They got to beef up the offensive line, okay? It was a bad matchup. They were living dangerously much of the year in the AFC, and the Eagles just destroyed them, you know? But if you want to be a team that beats the Chiefs, you know, with that banged up offensive line, if you're Buffalo, you got to be better at it. Ravens, that's what goes for you, too.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs scored their first 30-point game of the season against Buffalo. That's the problem, Mike right. Bell. When you let things up like that, and you have the type of season that the Chiefs had, you look at the situation and you say, wait, Mahomes is only 29 years old and you're telling me that he's done? No, Mike, listen. Brady, we talked about it at Twin Peaks the other day. Brady had a stretch where he only made the Super Bowl once in a decade. That's the thing. So you're looking at a situation where Pat Mahomes is going to play till he's what? 37, 38 at minimum? Right. He's got plenty of time. But I will say this. You're right. If they don't fix that offensive line, he's going to need to take about a year off because they're going to get him killed.
You got that right. But the big argument or the big discussion today is, can we fix this Falcons defense? Falcon Report, guys, brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Centers. And we've talked a lot about today, the depth chart and who's going to be available. You know, there's not a great free agency class, guys. If you look at it, The most compelling name is Khalil Mack, who may retire.
Yeah.
You know, and then after that, it's just really thin. I mean, there's a couple of corners. There's basically one that's going to be really expensive, and then there's some cheaper options. But I don't know what our free agency situation or how we're going to balance the big hit from Kirk Cousins, which it is. There's no way to get around it. And maybe find the things you need, even with the cap going up about 8%.
Well, here's the thing. At least the Falcons were preparing already like Kirk's number was going to be there next year. Because nobody could have predicted that this was going to happen.
That is a convenient narrative.
So, but it's true. Like, at least they're saying, like, this hit's going to come to us, but it's not an unexpected hit in the sense of that the money wasn't accounted for. It's just how it's being distributed. It's now going into a black hole instead of into your QB1, which is a bad look.
Right.
But what are you supposed to do when your quarterback goes on national television and does what he does? You're left up the creek.
He's gone, guys. So, again, we appreciate all your creative trades and all the different things your guys are coming up with.
My goodness.
By the way, you know, Carl makes fun of me when I do this because I do a lot of mock drafts, and I use, like, there's the Draft Network and there's PFF and there's all these different websites. But nobody has the same stuff. There's really, you can go into a mock draft and the valuations are so far off another. This is after the combine. You guys, you got to wait for, if you're doing this now, I know it's fun, names you recognize, but you got to wait for the combine, the pro days, you know, somebody to find a gun in somebody's carry on or fail a drug test or something, which will bring a guy down to where we're picking. But until that all happens, that's always one of my things. I wish the NFL Network would just come up with their own website. We could go by their stuff, like their information. But anyway, there's a lot of mock drafts that have Mykael Williams maybe gone by the time we pick. Jalen Walker could be there. Depends all, again, what if he kills it in the combine as well and blows doors? Then maybe two Georgia Bulldogs are out of our range because we have no juice to move up. We're down a couple of picks this year.
Then you better take the third best guy that's there, Mike. That's how I'm looking at this situation. Because if those two guys are gone, fine. Maybe it's Green, who flashed at the Senior Bowl. There's a couple other guys that are listed right now, hot commodities out of Texas A&M, and names that Mike just said that you'll start becoming more familiar with as we get closer to the draft. But at the same time, Mike, the Falcons have one goal: to make their defense not just better,
right,
significantly better. It doesn't just need to be kind of sort of better. It needs to go from a weakness to, at minimum, neutral. You want to go to a positive, which would be, I think, maybe a little pie in the sky thinking because they have a lot of work to do. But at least make it a unit that doesn't cost you the way that it did the last 3 years.
By the way, we had a mock draft from NFL Network that had a guy named Donovan Ezeraku. And I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly because I didn't get the phonetics.
Ezeraku?
Ezeraku. He had 16 and a half sacks last year for Boston College.
Wow.
Now,
never heard of him, to quote our buddy Carl Toots.
He had 3 and 21. He had 8.5 and 22. He played all 13 games in 23, had 2 sacks that year. And then this year he exploded. 21 tackles for loss, 16 and a half sacks. Now, I know this, as we said, way, way, way too early to be doing all this, but I drew this name out, and Chris laughed, and I said, no, it would be so Falcony to take this guy over a Georgia Bulldog, but this is a guy, for what it's worth, kind of Vic Beasley-like numbers, at least. You know, Vic, I think Vic had something closer to 40 sacks in his total career in Clemson, but just a name, and my buddy Sean. Now, Sean, please give me the phonetics on this. I've been probably butchering this guy's name. He said the guy really popped this year, but he's short, for edge rushers, 6'2".
I mean, no.
It's just a name, guys.
No.
That's what I just don't. Now you're over here.
No.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
No.
So in this mock draft, it was, again, Chad Reuter, who you've heard on Dukes and Bell before, has Mykel Williams. Actually, two dogs going back-to-back. The Chargers taking Malachi Starks, and then Mykel Williams going to the Packers. Again, a team that doesn't have an aversion to drafting Georgia Bulldogs. The Eagles, the Packers, SEC players, you know, we've seen it happen. It's a good thing. You should do it.
But here's the thing, Mike. If the Falcons were going to do that, then just take Malachi Starks and have one of the best safety duos in the NFL. Because, like, if you're going to take another unknown Rukurororo,
right,
where are you putting yourself? You're putting yourself behind the eight ball again.
No, you've got to find the best hit-the-ground-running piece. No projects, no time for that. You need to have, I mean, some guys feel that Jalen Walker, it's early, as we said, all of those things I just mentioned will come to be, the combine, the pro days, et cetera, the different evaluations. But a lot of folks feel Jalen Walker maybe has a higher side than, higher upside, I should say, than Mykel Williams. I would just go with Mykel Williams. Some mock drafts have him going way before us, and it's not even a concern. You're not even going to get there. In the second round, Chad Reuter, in case you're interested, Trey Amos, a corner for the from the Rebels of Ole Miss.
At least it's the right position.
Right, makes sense.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't, you know, I'm not too familiar with his game. I haven't crunched the tape on Mr. Amos yet, but, you know, at least, again, it's from a big school, big name, and a guy that you figure would be able to come in. If you take a guy in the second round that's a corner,
right,
you expect him to start, Mike.
Cool name, Siobhan Revel. Or maybe Siobhan Revel from East Carolina. He's also a guy that's in that range where we're picking. But, again, got to wait for the combine, guys. I'm just throwing some names at you just so when I mention the guy from Boston College, some of you could scream at your radio.
Well, and here's the thing, Mike. When it comes down to it, you need to do something that's going to make this fan base not excited, easy. Easy, comfortable, calm, not up in arms about the pick. Because you had last year guys that we talked about for weeks. We had everybody on from your Daniel Jeremiahs to your Dane Bruglers from The Athletic. They all come on and they all talk about the big guys.
Right.
And then you take Rukurororo instead of Cooper DeShean. And it just comes with giant egg on your face now because he's the superhero of the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because he has the pick six, and that guy was just sitting there prime for the taking, which, Mike, I give you credit, you always point to the wacky and draft style that Terry Fontenot seems to go with.
Look, we have no problem with Clemson guys, and certainly Grady Jarrett panned out, but Rook was not projected to go where he went, and we moved up to get him. Now, again, if he turns into the next Aaron Donald or even better, okay. But last year he played in 8 games. He was banged up to start and did not have the impact. I don't have room for this. I don't have time for this monkey business of, oh, a project. Just like, you know, taking Troy Andersen. I know I had the same rant yesterday with Carl. You know where I stand on this. Just go with the guy from Oklahoma who's got 30 sacks right now, is part of that no-name defense. So no, you don't even know who he is. Nick Benito plays for Denver. So that's where I get a little crazy because we get a little too cute when we get into the money-making rounds. And the second round's been, and this goes back to Dimitroff and beyond, we just PIZZOA second round picks that don't do anything.
No, and Richie Grant is unfortunately the latest guy who, as we mentioned, I don't think he's going to be back next year. Again, I think that's going to be a position where you're going to need a new starter. You look at all three levels of this defense, and you need at least one starter. And that's not a good position to be in when you're down draft picks, Mike. It's just not.
Right. We talked about one minor move for the roster. Picked up a former Auburn Tiger lineman. I presume it's Killian Zaire. He's originally from Germany, went to a junior college, and he played 2 years at Auburn. Then he played 2 years, last two on the practice squad for the Texans. Sometimes those guys can pan out. Sometimes they're just bodies, and maybe he gets cut before the season starts, whatever. Either way, some depth on the O-line. Waiting to see, you know, what they're going to do with the free agency. One thing for certain, the cap did go up. It did go up a little. I mean, I presume they've budgeted for where it's going to be. And then you just said it. They've already on the books. Kirk was on the books. And Judon was always a one-year rental. So if you believe that the guys at Flowery Branch have a plan, but I just don't know who you're going to bring in free agency based on what a mediocre class it is for defensive line.
It's going to be a guy that you've heard of that's kind of on the backside of his career. Oh, wait, like a Matthew Judon? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, they just tried this last year and it didn't work. As a matter of fact, it spectacularly blew up in their face. To their credit, we always said, we like the swing.
Right.
But when you swing and miss epically on two players that you're supposed to be, like, that's what talent evaluation on your staff is for. It's not only for guys that are coming up in the draft. It's all year round to monitor other guys in the league that you think might become available and if they're past their prime or not. That's what makes good general managing in the NFL is your ability to have foresight on those things. And Terry, unfortunately, last year, Mike, that's a big 0-2.
Josh Sweat's going to be a free agent unless he gets franchised by the Eagles. You think the Eagles let him go with all the young talent? He's 27. He could have been the MVP.
It's just a matter of if they can afford it.
That's where it's at. But he would be a guy that would command, obviously, maybe more money than we'd be willing to spend. A backup or a depth guy is Milton Williams
from
the Eagles.
Now, that's the guy, because he had a great game in the Super Bowl. That's a guy you want to keep your eye on.
Zach Bond, also from the Eagles. The Eagles got all these guys they can't keep.
Yeah, because he's going to have a huge payday, too. He came in, and he's an all-pro.
So are you cool with better late than never on Howie Roseman's guys?
Well, you know what, Mike? They just won the Super Bowl. So you know what? I'll take a guy with some pedigree over a guy in Troy Anderson who can't stay healthy.
Charvarius Ward for corner. That seems to be in our price range for a defensive back from the 49ers.
Yeah, again, that's more of the same.
Carlton Davis.
Nah, he's passing.
DJ Reed's too expensive.
He's going to be the number one.
That's going to be some big money. Yeah. By the way, Pete Prisco from CBS Sports says Drew Dahlman is going to be a guy that we're going to have to spend some money on.
No.
All right, then. See what happens. He says an active market.
Dude can't snap the ball, Mike.
But technically, you're right. You're not lying.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.